My name is Miguel Galdós, and I am the regional director for U.S. Wheat Santiago office, who serves six countries in South America: Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Bolivia, Brazil, and Chile.
Tell me a little bit about this market. Give us kind of a overall view of the market today here in South America for the U.S. wheat, especially hard red winter wheat.
For hard red winter, the market in South America is a market of 20 million metric tons, including Brazil. And a market share of U.S. wheat in the region has been between 20 and 30% on an average during the last 25 years. And now, today, our goal is to arrive 40% market share in the region. From calendar year 2018 to calendar year 2019, we increased our market share, excluding Brazil, from 19% to 31%.
Pretty remarkable.
Pretty remarkable. We are very happy, and we have recovered important market for our hard red winter wheat in this region.
So you mentioned that you're excluding Brazil. Brazil really isn't a very good market for U.S. because of the Argentines.
Brazil is a very important market for us. Mm-hmm. And actually, during calendar year 2019, we sold near 350,000 metric tons of hard red winter there. But we have a disadvantage, an import rate disadvantage, because Brazil belongs to Mercosur bloc. Mm-hmm. And all wheat suppliers outside Mercosur, they pay an import tax of 10% and plus a 25% marine merchant tax. So with that tax structure, it's very difficult to compete. But during calendar year 2019, the tariff rate quota finally was signed and implemented, and today Brazilian millers, they have a quota of 750,000 metric tons of wheat without import tax that they can purchase outside Mercosur.
You mentioned the fact that you have this goal of getting into a 40% market share. How do you propose to get there?
Well, it's a very ambitious number, but we are hungry. And we know that our hard red winter is a very versatile wheat. Mm-hmm. That can be used for different end uses and basically for baking purposes. For your idea, near 70% of the total wheat imported in our region is going to the bread industry. Mm-hmm. So we have a very ambitious program with bakers, with industrial bakeries, with artisan bakeries. And our idea is to demonstrate the value proposition of using hard red winter in different wheat blends for baking purposes. And we have, as we show during our presentation, we have success stories. And basically, success stories are coming from the baking side where the biggest volumes are.
And you indicated that there are some challenges, that most notably there's a lot of dockage a lot of times that comes in the U.S. cargoes, especially, I guess, what, versus our competitors from Canada?
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, wheat exports, U.S. wheat exports from the Gulf, they come with higher impurities and dockage than from, for example, Pacific Northwest ports. And we have been facing this problem mainly because wheat buyers in our region are buying on a average basis, and sometimes they don't buy complete cargoes. They buy partial cargoes, and when you are buying on an average basis, you take the risk that somebody is going to keep the lower portion on that average, no? So that has been a problem. Another important problem here is that millers don't have the dockage tester. In order to measure dockage, you need the dockage tester. And mills in the region don't have dockage tester, so they consider all the non-millable material, they consider that impurities. Mm-hmm. And in the U.S. classification, we have dockage and we have impurities. So when they see the picture, they combine both, and obviously we have the ugly comparison with one of our biggest competitors in the region, that is Canada.
Right. No? One of your success stories, you mentioned Grupo Bimbo.
Yeah.
And, of course, they are, as you mentioned, the world's largest baker. Mm-hmm. In fact, just sort of heard a presentation from one of their folks in Oklahoma just the last few days about what they're doing, how they're trying to modernize their plants around the world. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing that in any of our South American countries, the modernization of the baking industry?
Yes, we are seeing a modernization of the baking industry, and packaged bread continue to be a small segment in the baking industry. We are talking that maybe on an average, maybe not more than 25% of the total bread sold in the region is packaged. The rest is artisan, and Bimbo has been buying some local companies. Today they have a very big position. But the biggest or the good news here is that we have demonstrated them that including Jarret winter wheat in their flour blends makes their final product better. They have the dough has a better performance. They can achieve the same or better products at a less cost using Jarret winter instead of Canadian spring wheat.
You showed a lot of optimism here today about you feel that there's a lot of opportunity for growth in consumption of bread products, wheat-based products. Why the optimism?
When we talk about wheat, we have three segments. We have high-protein wheats, where we have our DNS, our Jarret Spring, our Dark Norte Spring, our Northern Spring, that competes directly with Canadian Western Red Spring. Then we have the medium protein wheats, mm-hmm. where our Jarret winter competes.
Right.
And in this segment, we have Argentine, Russian, Jarret winter, Paraguayan. We have almost all the suppliers in that segment. And then in the low protein wheats, we don't have too many competitors, mm-hmm. and our sulfur winter is the star. So we are working in different areas. No, we are working with the soft products because everything that we develop, and if consumption is increased, that will hit directly our soft winter exports to the region. And in the case of the bread industry, we are demonstrating industrial bakeries, artisan bakers, why Jarret winter has been the best wheat for baking purposes ever. And today, it's very easy that that we can see on the market why Bimbo, a company with that size, is taking in consideration to include more Jarret winter in the blends.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one other question as far as the consumer. This is a major city right here. You've got some other major large cities mm-hmm. in South America in your footprint mm-hmm. of countries you cover. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing we've got this almost mania in the United States, and you probably have read about it and maybe have seen it firsthand with the gluten and gluten free and the worries about gluten mm-hmm. in the bread. Do you have those worries among consumers so much here in South America?
Yes, we have those worries. The gluten-free market is growing. It's not as big as in the U.S. You can enter a supermarket and you can see corridors and corridors of gluten-free products. But what we are trying to demonstrate is that it's not a problem of gluten. It's a problem, from my point of view, that I am a baker, is a problem of fermentation. No, they are complex carbs that are not well the nature during today baking times. Today, baking process is you have to produce bread in 1 hour and a half, and obviously you don't have the necessary fermentation. I think some of that is related with this lack of fermentation, and another component is the high-protein wheats that we are using in the region. And if you see 50 years ago, you never will see wheat proteins of 14 or 15%. Mm-hmm. And today we see that wheat on the market. So I think an important part is also related with this. And also, you see that a lot of other industries are taking advantage of this, and you can see a bottle of water that says gluten-free. So at the end of the day, it's a misunderstanding, a lack of information in the market, and again, we have been eating bread for the last 5,000 years. And yes, we understand that there are some people that are more allergic, but the percentage of the population that is related with celiacs or allergens to wheat is very low. It's very, very low. And bread has been the base of the human menu for years. No? For years. And what we know is all the good things that you can find in carbs that are coming from wheat, and several diseases and cancers that can be avoided when you consume a minimum amount of wheat flour in your diet.
Right. Mm-hmm. Finally, looking out over the next 4 or 5 years, what are the opportunities you feel for wheat farmers that you're representing in this office?
For the next 5 years, again, the bread industry, we want our market back. We have also several activities related with the pasta industry. That is a segment that is also growing very fast in our region, and that was usually using Canadian wheats. Now we are incorporating different wheat classes as DNS, Harrod Spring and Harrod Winter. And obviously we also have an ambitious work to try to increase demand in some segments where we don't have too much competition, as cookie, crackers, or confectionery, where we see there is a big room to increase U.S. wheat sales in that segment.